And the vicar said that you said that the reason that the milk boils over, one day the milk boils over, is because the milk was thinking that it could not serve Krishna nicely, so it wanted to commit suicide. Can you tell more of that story? Can you tell about that?
One day I will tell.
Okay. My question is that what is conscious and then it boils over, how is it eternal?
Eternal, everything is...
What?
Eternal, everything are chinman.
Right.
Chinman means having sense. So everything they are having has sense.
But if the water has consciousness or sense and then Krishna drinks it, then it's gone. How is it eternally conscious? I know it's
see,
a stupid
that thing. At that time, water is overflowing. That Krishna is taking me in his service. So he becomes very cool, very soft, with fragrance. He realizes that he is taking in my service.
Where
he's gone?
Water never
disappears.
Anything
is never
that there. And does that mix any in anything?
It doesn't?
No, nothing.
It doesn't change forms like
no,
it does
no, nothing,
here.
Nothing, nothing.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Amrita, where it says you should honor mentally those who are sometimes chanting and not initiated, and offer your obeisances to those who are initiated. So I have two questions. Many times devotees are preparing for initiation, so they're following the same principles that those who are formally initiated. Should we also then consider them on the same level and offer obeisances with the body?
What do you think?
I think yes. It's more humble.
What would you prefer?
How? With honor, because we're trying to become Krishna.
It is right.
So even if someone is a very so-called...
You are still a bhakti. You are telling about anusthaniki diksha. Understand?
Anusthaniki, I know.
Not anusthan by fire, yakya and all others.
Mara sentence pura karo. Abhi adhura hai.
He tells, Bhaktivinoda Thakur tells, anti-man having shraddha. And he is chanting Krishna name. And he takes one name, yes, he should be honored. But if he is initiated, then he should be honored and also be honored with Dandavata. Both. Here, honor estate, the inner stage, intention, where Shraddha is there. And with Shraddha he is taking one name or another. He should be honored. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is telling that if he has taken Diksha, then he should be dandavat pranam with honor. Both are same, but from outside it is seen like but different
things. Two different.
But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati is expressing the internal idea of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. that is in actual position, which internally respects Saddha, he has been initiated. When initiation is there, there must be sambandha again, and avoiding of namaparadha and all offenses, then it will told that he is initiated. If a person outwardly taking initiation but not following all the things with sambandha gyan and avoiding of offenses, then we treat him, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati tells that he should be treated like
uninitiated.
But one outwardly one has not initiated, but yet he is ananya.
There is no other interest with Krishna service.
He is ananya to Krishna. No? He is not worshipping rather than Krishna, anyone, any semi-gods or anyone. And he is fixed to Krishna and Radha. Ananya. And he is following the rules and regulations strictly of our sampradaya. And always serving Vaishnavas and Guru.
Associating with Vaishnavas.
Then he should be treated like pure Vaishnava. And he should be done to pranam and all other things. His motive is this. Not outwardly anything we should understand it.
When you say sambandha gyan, you mean the rules and regulations or what?
Krishna is mine, or I am of Krishna, Vita Saranagati, and accepting Radha and Krishna, his Aradhare, no other. And what sambandha is there between Krishna and there? Initiation means Gopi Jana Ballabh is my Ballabh. This thing. If this thing comes by anyone, he is in. And in if fire jug is there and he has been given this sacred state, everything, and he tells that I am Brahman Vaishnava, having lamba tilak, you know?
Long tilak.
Long and flat tilak. But actually from heart he is not doing anything. He deceives, he checks, and he testing it with all these things, worldly things. Then we think that outwardly he is initiated, but we don't at all. He should know the siddhant of our sampradaya and sambandha gyan out. What are the relations with Rupa and Sanatana party tells, I have some tendency to follow them actually, then these are the symptoms of
sambandha gyan.
Sambandha gyan or initiation. Internal. So Prabhupada and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati stressed on this point.
Was it in any book, that any particular book that he wrote this in, or just in his general teaching?
General teaching. There are so many books. He has done Anubhashya of Chaitanya Charitamrita. He has done Vibhriti of Srimad Bhagavatam. He has done so many books everywhere. So many late.
Writing.
Articles. He has published the each book of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Everywhere has given his all these things there.
So even if a devotee, say, is initiated for 20 years and somebody is following maybe for 1 year, still the one from 20 years should offer Dandavat Pranam to that so-called younger devotee.
They should know the quality of the true Vaishnava. If the newcomer has best qualities, surrender and all things, then he should be certainly given honor with the heart. And those who are in sampradaya for 50 years but not falling well and doing here and there, then they should be treated, given order from outward. Oh, Dandavat Maharaj, Dandavat. Bhalo achen, bhalo achi.
Yes, sir.
Kotha jachen, where you are going?
Okay, go. Where are you going there? Okay, go.
Radha and Krishna sometimes they drink honey wine or take pan and become...
It has so many meanings. Honey wine means gopis, madhuri, madhu. Understand?
The sweetness of the gopis love.
This meaning. We should not take any outwardly meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam anywhere or in Vaishnava book. The honey always of gopis sweet mood. We have never raised like all questions, these questions. Never comes in mind. You know that Krishna cannot take wine. Never. And Gopuraj is more restricted about this matter. They will not take. Only they take madhu of Krishna sweetness and Krishna takes the madhu of Gopi's sweetness. And they become mad more than the
intoxication. And it's the same thing with the betel nut then?
Tambur.
Tambur, same principle?
No, they used to take pan because it has a red color of anurag. You can also taste Anurag Ranga.
I'd like to.
You like?
I would.
If I would color you in that red color of Anurag. If you think you qualified for this, you can take some Mool Vitika. Sadhak should not take, but they should take that Sambhur. We can color fully. We should take all these things, statements, very deeply, very deeply.
Maharaj, you have totally given light on this initiated world, that what does it really mean? It is really astonishing to us, at least to me. What I could understand your initiation means that when a person comes in association with devotee and enters into Sambandh Jnana, that way he is initiated only.
I think so.
You say that we should associate with those who want to serve Srimati Radhika, not with those who want to serve any class.
This is not true.
You can be an idea of Malli Krishna Pansa, Kaya Bhuva Papa. But
we want to associate more the Parikara Pradika, Sakhis of Pradika, then Shyam Krishna. And the mood of Raganuga, the Sakhi Bhav Sadhav, to think like so. What Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami has told. The mood of mood of Lalita and Vishakha, we don't want. We want the mood of Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari and all other Manjari. Sevika of Krishna. So the mood will be there. I want to please Radhika. And by that we can serve Krishna. Directly we are not connected with Srimati Krishna. We are connected and our Swamini is Srimati Radhika. So what he will give order or by what mood we can please Radhika, we'll have to see first. And secondly, Krishna. And by seeing this, Krishna will also be so much pleased. You see. Understand?
And then you say, this is Svajatiya Asnigdha Asaya.
Svajatiya Asnigdha Asaya. We will associate with bhakti. But I will have to see whether he is more efficient and qualified than me. First. Secondly, we will have to see that his mood and my mood, Asayana mood, is same type. Not same. Same type. My mood and Rupa Goswami mood will not be same, but in same quality. He is best and my is what?
Good.
Good.
Better.
Not better. But in same level. Since Svajatiya. Asaya means mood. So he the to whom we want to associate, he will be sadhak. He is doing sadhana for bhav. Our bhav bhakta is doing sadhana of prema bhakta. This sadhak. And he should be more qualified, advanced than myself. And the more should be like same. What I want, I want, and he is ocean of that mood. My Gurudev is ocean of that mood, and I want the same thing. Then this association will bring me in sadhana of bhav, and then sadhana of prem, and then in vastu siddhi. Otherwise, no. We are doing sadhana, we are mixing with associates or bhakta, but he is only realized soul, but in mood of Hanuman. Is there any advantage? It is in anyone is Sakhi Bhava. I will bow down to his lotus feet. I will hear something, but I have no source there. And if anyone having the boot of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and he is more efficient than myself, then I choose her anugatya. Follow. And I bikri kar dunga apne ko I will sell myself in his lotus feet and do what he says. Anyhow, Raghunath Das Goswami is praying to his Sanatan Goswami. Vairagya yuga bhakti gatam prayatniya paanyan manan bhikshu bandham kripam buddhirya paradukha dukhi sanatanastam. I had no taste for bhakti, that kind of bhakti. I had so many anarths, so many things opposite to them. I was not eager to drink bhakti rasa. But Sanatana Goswami forcibly took my mouth in his hand and did so. I was crying and bitterly and crying, waiting, I will not take, I will not take. But he became so nisthu, cruel hearted.